Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory-rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a thick, juicy steak or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. Remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. About an hour after Freddie Lang went to see Carrie Carlton in regard to the $2,000 he took from her, the phone rang in Penny's home. Penny hoped it was Freddie, but it was a wrong number. And still another hour passes with no word from Freddie. Penny and her friend Johnny Keith are getting anxious. Penny says,
Johnny, I don't understand what's keeping him so long.
I don't either, Penny. Unless he didn't go to see Mrs. Carlton at all.
No, you don't mean...
I mean there was a strange look on Freddie's face when he left here. He seemed to be making plans for something.
Johnny, he wouldn't run away.
Well, he may have run away already, Penny. It's been over 2 hours since he left here. It's a 10-minute drive to Mrs. Carlton's, and I'm sure she could say what she has to say in a half hour
or
less.
Well, maybe Freddie didn't go directly to Mrs. Carlton.
Maybe, but I doubt it. He either went straight to her house to get it over with or left here with no intention of going. Of course, I'm only guessing, but... Well, I know what I'd do if I were Freddie.
You wouldn't run away.
I think I'd want to.
I guess I'd want to, too, but I wouldn't. I'd realize running away would only make matters worse.
You'd realize it, and I might realize it, too, but Freddie has one bad habit. He doesn't think too clearly when he's in a jam.
I believe he stops thinking altogether.
Well, not exactly, but he doesn't look too far ahead. He acts only for the benefit of the moment. And when Freddie left here, he had no great desire to see Mrs. Carlton.
But he'd see her. I'm sure he would. He wouldn't be silly enough to run away. I'm sure he'd see where... That would only turn Mrs. Carlton against him more than ever.
Oh, I hope you're right, Penny, but I can't understand what's taken him so long. Unless...
The police?
Uh-huh. She may have turned him over to the police, and they aren't allowing him to call.
No, I just can't believe Mrs. Carlton would do that to Freddie.
Well, could you believe Freddie took $2,000 of her money?
No, I didn't believe it when he first told me about it.
Well, you may soon have to believe Mrs. Carlton isn't the sweet old woman you claim, and that Freddie's in jail.
Johnny, if he goes to jail for this, it'll be awfully serious. The police here know he's on probation from those charges in New York. He'll go to prison for a long time.
Don't I know it? Makes me sick to think about it.
Makes you sick? I want to die when I think about it.
Well, look, Penny, let's not think about it. In fact, let's stop worrying about hearing from Freddie. He'll phone us as soon as he gets a chance, and worrying about it won't make it any sooner.
Johnny, I can't get him out of my mind.
Oh, yes, you can. Look, are you busy tonight?
I don't know.
Well, if you aren't, how about going somewhere with me?
No, I can't.
Oh, come on, for old time's sake and all that.
With Freddie in trouble?
Well, look, we're not going to think about Freddie.
I can't help it. He always means so well, and yet he's always getting into trouble.
And you're always worrying when worrying won't do any good.
I know it.
And how about that date tonight?
No, Johnny.
Why not? And don't use Freddie for an excuse.
I don't know why not. I just don't feel like going anywhere or doing anything.
All right, then we won't go anywhere and we won't do anything. We'll just sit right here and I'll tell you all about our future.
All right, if you... Our future?
Mm-hmm. Remember what I said to you the other day? Penny, I'm interested in what you do now because you're part of my future. The most important part.
How can you be sure?
Oh, I just am.
Don't you know it's wrong to be sure about anything? Haven't you found out yet that there's no way of telling what'll happen to you tonight, tomorrow, the next day? To make all your plans for the future seem ridiculous.
Oh, sure, I know that, but... Well, no matter what happens tonight, tomorrow, or the day after tomorrow, you'll still be in my life the day after that and the day after that. I know it.
Oh, Johnny, please, don't be so positive. I don't want you to be hurt.
Well, a hurt would be good for me. It'd serve me right. Sort of even things between us. Why, look how I hurt you.
That was my fault.
Or was it? I don't think so. And you don't either, really. Penny, you don't have to go easy on me. I can take what's coming to me, all the punishment you want to give.
Johnny, don't you think the best thing for us to do is to forget about the mistake of the past?
If you really believe it was a mistake.
Your hurting me was a mistake, no matter whose fault it was, yours or mine. It wasn't anything either one of us did on purpose.
You think we can write it off as, well, as just one of those things?
Mm-hmm. I felt that way about it for months. It was just one of those things best forgotten.
Oh, Penny. Penny, do you know what you're saying? You're saying things can be as they were before.
No. No, I'm not saying that.
Oh, but you were.
No, Johnny, I'm really saying let's not torture ourselves by remembering the past and dreaming about the future. Let's live for the present for a little while.
And, how long is a little while?
It depends.
Depends on what?
A lot of things. You, me. The way things work out around us.
And between us?
Johnny, we have to think of ourselves as individuals now. Look, there was a time when our lives were almost one and the same. We were almost one.
Yeah, that was when I never thought of myself without thinking of you at the same time.
It was the same with me then.
And it will be again, won't it?
That remains to be seen, Johnny. Maybe it'll be that way again. Maybe it won't.
Oh, no, please, don't say that, Penny. I'm so thoroughly convinced things will be the way they were again.
That's where you're making a mistake, Johnny. Let's leave things the way they are for the present.
A little while?
A little while.
Oh, if only I knew the length of a little while.
Johnny, don't be impatient. There's plenty of time.
Is there? I could use your argument to refute that. You said we never know what's going to happen to us tonight, tomorrow, or the day after. If that's true, does that give us plenty of time?
Well, I guess I can't answer that.
No, there is no answer to it, Penny. Well, you yourself know that maybe there isn't plenty of time. Penny, let's decide something.
Not now, John.
Why not?
Because it isn't right. It's too soon after. You know what?
Oh, that seems like a million years ago.
I know it does to me, too, but it's only a short time, a few weeks.
A few months.
Well, that's still too recently.
Oh, is that the only reason you're putting me off?
No. No, there are other things to straighten out first.
What other things?
My thinking, for one.
You mean you're going to have to make up your mind about me all over again?
I guess so. People change, you know. Even in a few months' time, things happen that change them.
Well, who's changed? Have I?
Yes, and so have I, Johnny. Maybe we're not meant for each other now.
Or maybe we're meant for each other more than ever.
Maybe.
Do you mean it, Penny?
Yes, Johnny, I mean it. That's why I want to wait a little bit. To think it over and make my plans and decisions carefully. I don't want the heartache I had before.
Oh, you won't have it, Penny. I promise
you. Don't make that promise, Johnny. Maybe something... Well, maybe something might go wrong again.
Oh, no.
I only said maybe, Johnny. Look, I'm just trying to be careful and very sure of myself this time. And sure of you, too.
Oh, Penny, you can be sure of me. You know that.
Well, then, maybe I want to be sure of myself.
Oh. You mean you don't know how you feel about me now?
Yes, I know, but I want to give it some thought. Oh, golly, look at the time. There's still no word from Freddie.
Well, must we go back to Freddie?
I'm worried about him.
Well, so am I, but worrying isn't going to make him call us any sooner, and it isn't going to change what Mrs. Carlton has to say to him.
I know it. If he's with her now, I wonder what she's saying to him, and I wonder what he's saying to her. Johnny, I can't stand this waiting much longer.
Come in.
Are you Mrs. Carlton?
Yes. Come in, Mr. Lang. You're very late.
Yeah, I know.
I suppose you were delayed?
No, I wasn't delayed. I just drove around town for a couple hours.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh.
I wanted you here 2 hours ago, and you drove around town.
Yeah.
I suppose you know that...
Look, lady, I'm here, ain't I? What's it to you if I'm on time or if I ain't on time? You can get in your dirty work now just as good as before.
Well, of all the impudence...
Look. Don't give me no lectures on manners, will you? You didn't send for me for that.
Well, I never.
You never what?
I never in all my life had anyone talk to me the way you do.
Well, maybe that's because you never met anybody before who wasn't scared of you, huh?
You're not afraid of me?
No.
That's interesting.
Look, why should I let an old dame like you scare me, huh?
An old... if you weren't afraid of me, why did you drive around town for 2 hours before keeping this appointment with me?
Huh? Well, I just felt like driving around town.
You were afraid to come here and hear what I have to say to you.
Look, I'm here, ain't I? Do I look scared?
No, but you should be. Sit down, Mr. Lang.
I'll stand.
I said sit down.
Okay. Okay, if it's going to make you happy.
That's better. Now, young man, you know why you're here, of course.
Sure. To hear you shoot off your bazoo about that 2,000 clams I lifted off in Gibbsy.
What's that?
You know what I meant. You want to slap it to me for that dough that I swiped.
Oh, you admit it was stealing, then.
I can't figure any way of making you look at it different, so I'll just call it stealing.
There are many people who would find it difficult to call it anything else.
Yeah, I suppose so. And you're among the many, too.
I might be. I came into some rather surprising information about you, young man.
Yeah?
Yes. A young woman, you know, Madeleine Dodge, told me some things about you I didn't know before.
Then it is the Dodge dame who spilled to you about me having a run-in with the cops in New York, huh?
Yes, it was.
Well, I might have known it.
You realize what a shock it was to me, don't you?
No, I don't I? Look, you didn't figure me to be a rover boy, did you?
I thought, until Miss Dodge told me differently, that you were a young man who just made a foolish mistake. That's why I didn't care to bring the police into the matter and let you repay me the money out of your earnings.
Yeah, well, that was sure great, Mrs. C. But now that you know I'm a two-time loser, you ain't planning to do me no favors at all, are you?
Young man, you are obviously a confirmed criminal with a record of several arrests, and I intend to do something about it.
What is Mrs. Carlton going to do to Freddie? And are Penny Gibbs and Johnny Keith going to admit their love for each other? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your own 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificently thick steak. Soon as you can, visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, Kroger quality beef is the very best beef you can buy today. Now your local announcer.